This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 17. Costly Kingship. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 27. Abimelech, son of Jerubbaal, went to his mother's brothers in Shechem and said to them and to all his mother's clan, "Ask all the citizens of Shechem, which is better for you, to have all 70 of Jerubbaal's sons rule over you, or just one man? Remember, I am your flesh and blood." When the brothers repeated all this to the citizens of Shechem, they were inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is related to us." They gave him 70 shekels of silver from the temple of Baal-Berith, and Abimelech used it to hire reckless scoundrels who became his followers. He went to his father's home in Ophrah, and on one stone murdered his 70 brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal. But Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, escaped by hiding. Then all the citizens of Shechem and Beth Milo gathered beside the great tree at the pillar in Shechem to crown Abimelech king. Matthew chapter 27. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots, and sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him. The Israelites had asked Gideon to rule over them, but he had refused, saying, "The Lord will rule over you." But after Gideon died, his son Abimelech manipulated the people of Shechem to support him. And then he killed his 70 brothers and set himself up as king. Some people will do anything, pay any price to achieve a position of leadership, even among God's people. The leaders of God's people included some who lacked humility and self-control. For example, the judges Jephthah and Samson, the king Saul and Rehoboam, and even the great king David, who committed adultery with the wife of a dedicated warrior and then had the man killed in battle. Truth is, none of us can bear the true cost of successfully leading God's people. Bribery, smooth talking, and manipulation may get us a position, but sooner or later, our flaws and sin will find us out. Unlike Abimelech, Christ was publicly declared king on a cross. There they mocked him. "If you are the King of Israel, come down from the cross." He did not. He required no one's life in exchange. His own father did not deliver him from that horrible crucifixion. He surrendered himself to the grave to pay the price of all our sin. Then he rose again. Hallelujah. What a savior. Pray with me. "For your dying sorrow, your mercy without end, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love for you. In your name, amen."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.